The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Today's Good Day program. It's Thursday, and I'm at the helm of this, although sometimes people could argue that I'm not out of control, but the people that I have with me are out of control, and those people would be not necessarily in. What do you mean, please? What is that supposed to mean?
Please. Of all of us, please, you're the one that's out of control. Please.
That's so. Leave all of us alone. I got an eyeball from somebody who's here in the room with me who said the same thing more or less.
So. He uses the word eyeball, Jennifer.
I know you're trying to do a smackdown because you know I only have one right now. Right?
Jennifer and her eyeballs are front and center here on the Good Day program. She's back with us. Happy to have her here. What did the doctor tell you? Let me just introduce everybody. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer is here. Merritt is here. Millie the dog is here. And we'll probably find Roberta sooner or later here in this cachet of cleverness. So anyway, what did the doctor tell you yesterday about your eye?
A lot of estrogen around you today.
Yes, lots
really
of estrogen.
Really good news, actually. He was so happy. He was, like, smiling, which is unusual.
Really?
And he goes, you know, everything is healing so nicely, and there was a little pocket of fluid that he had lasered in, because I had a double detached retinal over the last few weeks. And he said, even that fluid looks to me, he said, it looks to me like it's gone. So he said, you still got to keep positioning, which is why my time here has been a little shorter than normal, because I have to position a certain amount of time at night. But he said really good, and he's optimistic. And I asked him my vain question about, is my eye going to ever look the same again?
Jen's worried about having a lazy eye.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, is it
lazy-ish right now?
It's like, does not it look a little lazy? It's not.
What is it? Lazy. Let's define lazy eye so that people.
Like, I'm thinking sloth from Goonies. So
right. Yeah, right. And that's not what
your face is distorted on that side. Or
like lazy does
like
it. Well, see, the thing is that it wants to shut all the time. And he explained, you know, when you go through trauma, your body's trying to protect the traumatized area. But there is a little lack of focus, and then the eyelid looks a little strange. And so everybody in my life that I love so much and who has been supportive is like, you're still beautiful. You look fine. You're crazy. And the doctor's like, no. He's like, your eyelid is off a little bit. He said it's off about a millimeter. He said it's not bad, but he said that'll snap back, but it takes about a month because of all the
surgery. This is a lady who lives in Los Angeles where there's a person on every corner who can fix that. So I wouldn't worry about that.
But he said it should snap back. And then the reason that my eye looks like it's not quite focusing with the other eye is because the gas bubble that's in there, which I love because it's fixed everything, when you're looking over it, your eye doesn't really – I can't see really much out of my left eye right now. And so when you don't have something to focus on, it's, of course – we're going to be off with the eye that is functioning that does have something to focus on. So he made me feel
so how many of you remember the late character actor Jack Elam? Remember him?
I'll be the only one here that remembers him.
I've never heard
probably.
Of him.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah, if you Google Jack Elam, and then Jennifer, please don't get upset with me.
Jennifer, never don't Google Jack Elam. You will be very mad.
Well, now I'm going to do it.
E-L-I-M.
Elam. E-L-A-M.
Yeah.
E-L-A-M. Jack.
No, it's not that bad.
No.
Or but if it
who
is
that
I
other character? It was in all of the Mel Brooks movies. The what was that guy's name? Had the crazy eye that went every which way?
Oh, Marty Feldman.
Maury Feldman, right. Yeah. Right.
What's not like that? I asked him, he's like, medically, he's like, there's nothing wrong. He's like, it's not lazy, it's not anything, it's just your eye is trying to focus, and it can't right now. So.
Okay.
Thanks for nothing, Dougie.
But if you run across Jennifer's path, be very delicate with her. The UPS man made her cry the other day.
I know. Well, I'm,
what a jerk.
I'm totally,
I would have punched him in the nose if I'd have been there.
I can't explain to you how this has been kind of in mind, because this is a lot of trauma that's happened to me, and I've had a lot of procedures that I just wasn't ready for, I wasn't expecting. One of them was really traumatic. I felt like I was being interrogated by aliens, and I've just, you know, you're just kind of, And going back to work was really hard for me because I know my eye doesn't look as normal as it should. I don't feel like I'm back to normal. I haven't been wearing the makeup that I normally do. And so the UPS man walks in. Everybody's been so nice. Oh, you look fine. Everything's great. Congratulations. You're back. You've been through so much. And the UPS guy walks in on Tuesday afternoon. He goes, what's wrong with your eye? What's he doing? Like, oh. And as soon as he left, I cried. And I felt like such a jerk. But I did. I cried.
You're not wearing a bandage or anything. You
don't have an eye patch.
Yeah, no, there's
a patch over her eye for a while.
Only
but one of the things, when I first talked to you, a couple of days after it happened, when your father called me and told me what was going on, then I first talked to you, you sounded so down, and I was really, I was depressed for you, because I know how you are.
I was scared.
Energy. It was, yeah, I know you were. You were scared. And that's
really,
pretty
truly, I was not. I wasn't depressed so much as just really anxious, really frightened. And plus, having to be in that position all the time, you don't get to go outside. There's no endorphins. You don't get to move.
You know what? And I've told you guys this before. When I had the cancer thing, the only time I was scared was when you don't know.
Right.
When you're waiting.
It's the 2 weeks that it takes for them to tell you what's really going on.
You're like, okay, what do we do? Let's go.
Right.
But when you don't know, and you were in that no period for a good week or 10 days.
Yeah, you were.
I love my doctor a lot. But he would laugh because I'd ask him a ton of questions because I feel the same way, Rich. When you tell me what's going to happen, what I can anticipate, I'm cool. But it's all the questioning that goes on in your brain when you don't quite know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I went to have the Sarascan test and came back and
told me
that I had Alzheimer's or was going to have dementia or something.
And Doug wouldn't say a word. I know. He wouldn't say a word about it. And I was like, Doug, what's going on with you? Yeah, and that's when you told us.
Right.
It's weird.
And
the medical stuff is hard.
You see, overcome it and you work on it, and so it doesn't become, you're going to be fine. You're going to be beautiful. And that brings me around to something I want to talk about with you ladies in a moment. The image of beauty.
It's a little plastic surgery for the show.
Oh, that's right. We have Ken here. It's Thursday. I forgot about that. All right. So we got to do Dr. Ken. We'll talk about women and their image in the next half hour. But Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next here on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, quarter after the hour, 15 past on the Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now, medical expert, cardiologist, great healer, and someone who is, I would say, conventional. He likes to call himself a blended physician, and under any circumstances, he really knows what he's talking about. So when you look at all of these journals that he has to study every week, how many of these do you look at, read during the course of the week, really?
Oh, I scan probably a few hundred. But I also use scanners that scan probably several thousand.
All right. So how do you then use, how do you know what to use? You've got the radio program, you want to have general knowledge, but you're a cardiologist. So you need to be able to focus in, zero in on the things that are written, the studies that are done, the things that are applicable for your particular specialty. How time consuming is that? Because you've said any number of times here that
You're making me blow my own horn. I mean, and I, you know, I don't
I'll
like
blow it for
that.
You. But what I'm saying,
I'm a trained medical scientist. I have two Ivy League doctoral degrees. I've been doing this for 35 years, and you know, I have an interest in keeping up, and I think I have a sense of what's important.
That's the point. The reason that I'm bringing it up is so people would know, for you and other doctors that are good, most of what you learn in school is of no value whatsoever.
Well, most of it is decayed, and most of what happens is happening currently. And probably 10% of the drugs that I prescribe on a daily basis were around when I was in medical school, maybe even less. Maybe aspirin was around, but everything else was not.
Invented during the Cro-Magnon era.
Maybe beta blockers were also, but you know, I graduated in 1982, and most of the medicines that I prescribed were not even available.
But see, that's what that underscores the point of how much medicine changes,
it
and
does.
How your doctor. I'm talking to the folks listening. Your doctor, you'd be wise to understand from him or her, or to quiz them as to how they keep their medical education going, because the point I'm making here is it's a daily event for Ken and for most others, because there's that much knowledge that changes and the old stuff is worthless.
It is. I try to read every day.
Yeah. All right. So this study that we were talking about first, laying the groundwork for statin usage. You're a big, when it comes to preventing heart disease, on certain statins, but not all of them, as I recall.
Well, this is published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, delivered at the American College of Cardiology meeting this week in Chicago. It's an international study, and that's why it's important. It involved 21 countries, over 12,000 ethnically diverse participants. Daily low-dose statin reduced heart attacks, strokes, and heart-related deaths by 24%, Doug, over a 5.6-year follow-up. All participants were at an intermediate risk for cardiovascular. Did not have it at the beginning of the study, but hopefully in the future we'll have better tools to determine who will benefit early from the life-prolonging effects of statins. So there is a benefit, but it doesn't affect everybody, and we need to figure out who is helped, but this is an important study.
But you like some statins better than others.
Well, I like to go by the evidence. I know that if you have plaque in your coronaries, the best drug I have to stabilize that to lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes is a statin. And I still look at numbers, as do a lot of doctors. Some don't, and I think the numbers are important. And I think how much you treat is important. And I think this is an evolving area that the guidelines are going to change shortly again.
There's a story about how hearts can break after the death of a loved one. Today is the anniversary of Charlotte dying, and I will tell you that it really it affected my heart.
Yes,
if you can't,
Yes, and if you get palpitations, you'll be part of the study that was reported this week in a medical journal called "Are You Ready? Open Heart." There's a link, Doug, between heart rhythm problems and emotional turmoil, as you personally might be experiencing. People are more likely to develop an irregular heartbeat following the death of their spouse or life, particularly if they are younger or the loved one died unexpectedly. Risk of atrial fibrillation, a quivering or irregular heartbeat that can cause stroke and heart disease, is 41% higher among people mourning the death of their partner compared to others who are not grieving. So this is something you need to get help with to get the grief.
Wow, that's really interesting. And it's emotional as well as physical, but it sort of shows the mind-body connection.
Exactly.
Much anything else, don't you think?
Absolutely. There's a link.
Yeah, there is a link. And speaking of links, you can go to lakecardiology.com to check out Dr. Ken's facility in Central Florida, Ken Kronos, here on the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I've been throwing horseshoes over my left shoulder. I've spent most of my life searching for that 40 floater.
Yet you ran with me, chasing my rainbow.
And honey, I love you too. That's the way love goes. That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made for all the world to sing. It's never old, it grows. Losing makes me
passing of country music legend Merle Haggard died yesterday after battling double pneumonia. He was diagnosed with pneumonia last year, spent 11 days at the Eisenhower Medical Center. Earlier this year, he died at his home. He lived up in the Chico area, Redding area of California, and it was on the event of his 79th birthday. He died on his birthday. I'm back in the days of being a country disc jockey. I remember playing Merle Haggard's music when I was a kid, Buck Owens and all those guys that came from what they called the Bakersfield sound.
Yep.
The twang, the Fender guitar, Richie. This is great, great music. Let's go back to, he had, by the way, 38 number one hits on the country charts over his years, including the first one that I played the first night I was a disc jockey on the Double T Roundup on WTTF in Tiffin, Ohio. It was April of 1966, and the song was called I'm a Lonesome Fugitive.
Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
This, I remember interviewing, I never interviewed Merle Haggard. I interviewed a couple of other country singers over the years. Marty Robbins told me that his first influences as a country great came from this song. and others like it that were Merle's signature songs. So the next number one song that he had was number one for 4 weeks in the fall of 1969, called The Okie from Muskogee.
You don't smoke marijuana in school. We don't take no trips on LSD.
Oh, my God. This guy, he was a trip.
We don't burn
Willie Nelson. Richie, I think we've got that the Willie Nelson song that he did. It was his. Oh, I know what it is. It's the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. If you want to play a piece of that, one of the last videos that he made, his collaboration with Willie Nelson. And what's not so, I mean, this song, yeah, It's All Going to Pot is okay, but the fun thing is watching the two of them fooling around as they were recording the song, because it is about Willie Nelson's pot smoking, basically. But listen to this, and then we'll watch the video.
Whether we like it or not, best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot.
I think Merle may have smoked the wacky weed a little during his life as well. He had lung cancer.
He also predicted his own death. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
His son, he had pneumonia. That's what he died from. Yeah. And he was supposed to have a performance. He ended up canceling it. He said he wasn't well enough to be on stage. His son said he predicted that he would die in a week on his birthday after he made that cancellation. Wow. Yeah.
You know, the other interesting factoid about him, when Johnny Cash did his live from San Quentin prison concert.
Yep.
Merle Haggard was in the audience. He was in prison there at the time.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
isn't that
wild?
Oh, wow. What an interesting. Wow. That is an interesting bit of info. Yeah. So the passing of Merle Haggard, lots of stories. 28 after on Good Day.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's $1 off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
I think my garden is cursed.
I told Dominic Miracle-Gro garden soil with moisture control helps gardens flourish and protects against over and under watering.
Ace is the place where a miracle cancels that curse.
Now through Monday, don't miss over $250 in instant savings on select products throughout the store, including our best brands like Miracle-Gro. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store through April 11th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In the background, I'm trying to get ready to.
We're talking about important here. Stuff like Mob Wives and the Real Housewives of New York.
It's
so.
Like happy hour during the breaks here. Good for you.
Like happy hour. I'm drinking
is
right
too early for a cocktail.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Don't judge.
All right. This is where I'm creating a monster here. Imagine we have Fasinelli and with this group of the we have the estrogen will be over the top. I won't
that's
be able to handle
control
it.
At that point.
Meredith's back and we got Millie here and good God, all of this.
I'd
stuff.
Tap out if Roberta joined us right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Next.
Okay. So we have the Good Day program on the air, as you're probably figuring, and with me are my friends Victoria Keelan and Jennifer. Horn. I don't know why I was just about to say Jennifer Hudson, because I was thinking about American Idol for some reason.
Hey, she's welcome. Got an awesome voice. I take it.
Yes, she does. And an awesome presentation, but not as good as you under any circumstance.
In singing, Richie, I'm going to say she wins by a little, by a hair.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. I don't know that we've ever heard you say. Have you ever and I ever had, did we
yes,
ever sing
remember.
Together?
I was imitating Mariah Carey nicely on the air. Sometimes when I, which is
Christmas
out well.
Stuff?
Yes, remember? Yeah.
You're a big karaoke fan, right, Jen?
Yeah, sure.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
It depends. A lot of times it's always poppy stuff. I've been known to do some Salt and Peppa also.
Wow. Salt and Peppa, you?
Yeah. What? You know I rap for you all the time.
I know you do.
Cinderella cut.
As a matter of fact, didn't we create a rap together? Didn't you and I, like, Dougie's ready to get on his shoes.
Doug is the whitest guy you'd ever hear.
Good. Dougie Fresh.
And to watch him rap.
Dougie Fresh.
That's a real rapper.
Yeah.
I know it
do
is.
You do the yeah. Dougie? Jen, can you teach him how to do the Dougie?
I can teach him how to do the Dougie.
How to do the Dougie starts like this. Close your hand and make it a fist.
See? That's what he does every time. Hold on. Here.
What's up, dog?
What's up, dog? Go ahead, Roberta. Get down with yourself. Tell little Dougie what rap's all about.
Rap's that thing that comes from the hood. We all think it's really, really good. Hey there, Dougie, you gotta talk it too. Tell that rap to those cows that moo.
Go and go and go and go. We are now going to know who the guys are in the hood, who are doing things they should. Why should we care? What should we do? We should all just go ganoo.
Make some words.
Okay, two comments. First,
that was off the top of our heads. We just did it.
Never felt lighter before in my life. And that's the first comment. Comment number two is I fully anticipate the Black Lives Matter group to be protesting outside of our Good Day studio starting tomorrow.
Wow.
That's crawling.
Oh, my God.
There.
Wow. We're going to go ganoo.
Make sure that's on the shelf when
I'm playing at your funeral.
Yeah, thank you very much. I hope that's not too soon. All right, so speaking of funerals, a lot of people at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, talking about Merle Haggard. CJ writes, "Aw, rest in peace, Merle, gone too young." He was 79. Scott writes, "Rest in peace, Merle, Misery and Gin. Played that tune on every jukebox I ever found it on." Steve writes, "That's unreal that Merle passed away on his birthday. What an exit for a real country music legend." Patrick writes, "Sad to see one of the country music's best pass away at 79. We'll miss you, Merle." Jason writes, "Sad to read this tonight. Merle Haggard was the epitome of true country music. Although country is not my genre of choice these days, I still greatly enjoy the era of Haggard and his honest approach to storytelling." I would say that true.
That's true for me too.
I cut my teeth as a radio guy on country music, and I never forget going in the boss's office. He said, "Hey, kid, what do you know about country music?" I said, "I know everything about country music," and I recited a couple of names that I happened to know. I didn't know anything about country music, but I still got the job. And as I said, I played this Merle Haggard stuff and some other things, Lynn Anderson and the early Buck Owens and things that were what they call classic country that I really think is great American music, frankly, and Willie Nelson in his early years. So there are a lot of people paying tribute. Ann writes, "One of the true outlaws of music. He'll be missed by everybody who truly loves country music." Holly writes, "There has to be something exceptional about a soul who comes into the world and passes on the day of his birth. Rest well, Merle. My son was not a country fan particularly, but I believe he'll be glad to play a few tunes with you in heaven tonight."
I wonder if he chose to go out on his birthday.
I think you can do that easily.
Predicted his death,
you want to go. Absolutely.
His son said, you know, he had to cancel the concert. He wasn't feeling good. He wanted to perform in May, but he said, "I predict that I'll probably be dead on my birthday." And how does that, if you don't put it out there, I mean, so much of what you say, people always say, "Oh, words are just words." But words and thoughts, they have power. I mean,
words are
energy.
Wolfman Jack. Lots of things.
And he controlled his exit. He was here in Washington doing his weekly syndicated show. Wasn't feeling well. I worked at the radio station where he was, and he was just looked horrible. Did the show?
Who was this?
Wolfman Jack.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah.
Looked
I remember
horrible,
that name.
Got on a what?
I remember that name.
I remember the name. Richie, just keep going.
Okay. Okay.
Not a bad thing.
If you're on the radio, you better remember that name. So anyway, he gets on a plane the next morning to go back to North Carolina, gets out of the car, walks up his driveway. His wife walks out to greet him. He falls and dies right there. He basically delayed his death until he can get
home
to his wife.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Well, and remember who the people that are married, that, you know, when one dies, then the other one dies shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
I mean,
Johnny
Cash
and June Carter.
Yeah, with my grandparents, my grandmother had a catastrophic stroke and lived actually quite well for 4 years until my grandfather died. And, man, a couple months after he died, she was gone.
Yeah. All right, you left out a very important part of the Wolfman Jack story.
You were his last interview, Doug.
The day before he died, he was interviewed on this program.
We should make sure we put that out to all the publicists so that they know that you interview people. Because I've actually killed a few, too, when I used to co-host the Robert Conrad Show.
Yeah, right.
A couple of people, big stars, last interview. So, you know, come and talk to us.
Adios.
Good for your health.
See you later. All right, let's see. In terms of American Idol tonight, the following items I extract from our Facebook page and Twitter. Amanda writes, couldn't be a better top two for the final American Idol. I have no idea who will take it home. I'm going to miss the show. Mark says Justin Guarini should have won. When was that? That was a number of years ago.
Season one.
Right.
He was second to Kelly Clarkson.
He used the U.S. Postal Service to send that letter.
Cindy writes, I never liked this show. Such a big fuss is being made about contestants during the show. Once the competition is over, nobody hardly hears anything about them. They're only famous until the season ends. That's true with, I think there's three or four.
With a lot of them, yeah.
Frankly. Yeah. Steve writes, Simon made the show and it failed after he left. He wasn't shouting. He wasn't malicious. He was telling the truth. I think there's, I mean, I only watched American Idol, or actually I never watched it, but when we would do clips of the show the next morning, I'd make sure to tell whoever was doing the clips, all I want to hear is the Simon stuff, because that's all people wanted to hear.
He was the
they
best. Yeah.
He said what
a lot of viewers were thinking.
Was thinking. Of course he did.
True. Right. Yeah. Right. Even that gets old after a while. How many years can you really take that?
And I think that's why he left, because it was, right. You know, it was 9 years. How many times can you say, oh, this sounds like you perform on a cruise ship? The first time he said it, that was hysterical. But then when you go to the thousandth time, you're like, all right, Simon.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so there's that. In a moment, I would like to talk about women and their image and what it is that we, I think some people, not me, frankly, but some people tend to forget what a real woman is. And so maybe I'm taking my life in my hands by having this conversation, but I want to talk about Amy Schumer's comments, frankly, and some things that Kerry Washington has said also about how she appears to be. 42 minutes after the hour here on Good Day.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus, more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
43 minutes after the hour. No, I'm sorry, 45 after on Good Day. Doug and Victoria, Jennifer, Richie, the focus on Amy Schumer, who appears to be pretty upset about a magazine that included her in a list of full-figured stars like Melissa McCarthy, Ashley Graham, Adele. This whole thing bothers me. We have talked about this several times since the appearance of the woman on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit, this full-figured model.
That's Ashley Graham.
That's Ashley Graham. Right. And so why is it that people have this distorted view of what is an attractive woman? I find this, I'm not necessarily a big fan of Amy Schumer, and I'm not a big fan of Melissa McCarthy. I am a big Adele fan. I don't know too much about Ashley Graham, but I will tell you that this is another news media scam that is perpetrated on people, and it gets to the point where actually folks start believing this kind of stuff about what's attractive.
To call Amy Schumer plus size when she wears a size 6 or a size 8 is a little ridiculous, because a size 8 is a pretty normal size for an American woman, and it's just ridiculous that they call her plus size. But I was kind of offended by her reaction, where she sort of went bananas and was like, "Don't call me a plus." I mean, she could have handled it a little differently by saying,
"She doesn't
look,
have a she doesn't. She's not too good at that."
She could have said something like, "You know, it's crazy that they would call someone who's a size 8 plus size when that is a normal, just to be normal, we get categorized in Hollywood." That would have been a better response than just freaking out that somebody, that Glamour magazine called her plus size. I mean, that's sort of an insult, especially when you see the shift towards the Ashley Grahams and Melissa McCarthy, who looks great, by the way. She's lost a ton of weight. She looks awesome. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you want to insult those people that are size 14s just because you don't want to be in a category.
I agree. I really was not happy with her reaction. I do tend to like Amy Schumer, but she seems like she's coming from a very insecure place, and that's not how she is normally, which is very odd.
I would disagree with you on that. I believe that that comedians, male or female, are very insecure people, and they're usually very unhappy people. That's why they become comedians.
Oh, for sure. I meant her onstage persona is not an insecure persona that she, that's not her shtick. But, and I'm looking at her Instagram page where she made the comment saying that plus size is considered size 16 in America. That may be true in retail, but what she doesn't understand and what a lot of people don't know, in the fashion magazine and in the modeling world, size 8 is a plus size model. So if she is a size 8, that is a plus size model.
Look at Ashley Graham. Ashley Graham is like considered to be at the forefront of plus size models, and she's a size 12 or 14. That's actually large for a plus size model. I did a little bit of it when I was a lot younger and probably less wrinkly. I'm just kidding. But
both your eyes working white.
Both eyes worked.
The standard, when both eyes could focus on the camera lens. I'm real pretty now. There, that was for high fashion anyway. I mean, you could do a lot of retail stuff and you could be pretty much any size. But for the high fashion stuff, it was 8 to 12, or that was it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now here's this other focus. Kerry Washington has gone after Adweek magazine for photoshopping her cover and making her look almost unrecognizable. This is another Instagram post. She referred to the image as unfortunate, adding that she's proud of the article and some of the images included in it, but she felt wary when she saw the cover of the magazine. I haven't seen that since February. This was a Photoshop cover controversy for February 2015's InStyle, 2016's InStyle magazine. They accused her of whitening her skin a la Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And I think if you watch Scandal, you see that's not the case at all. I don't get that. I think it's very clear that she's a black American lady. And go ahead, Jennifer.
This is a real phenomenon. Because as much as I'd like to say, we shouldn't Photoshop, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be the first on my Instagram pictures to be going through filters to try to find the one that is the most forgiving with, whatever the lighting is or however tired we look or whatever it is. I mean, we've become such a society of even if we're not photoshopping, we're filtering. I mean, everybody filters and photoshops everything now. I think it's just expected, and it's too bad because there are a lot of young girls out there who think that they're supposed to look like that perfection in everyday life, but they're wandering through the hall at high school.
Right. But maybe you just, Jen, maybe you actually just solved the problem. You're in control of your own filter. I'm in control of my filter. Maybe these actresses who come out and after the fact when the magazine hits the stands and they're devastated that they don't even look like themselves, maybe they should have a little more input in the actual retouching process.
Mm-hmm. Or at least to sign off on what the end product looks like.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Thank you, ladies. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Cancer fever's on a rat, baby sister. You gotta kill him or let him be.
Great cowboy movies of all time.
Someone who is fearless like you. The pain of it will ease a bit when you find a man with true grit. One day you will rise, and you won't believe your eyes. You'll wake up and see.
That clip that Richie that played there is one of the most famous lines from that movie.
Cancer fever's on a rat, baby sister. You gotta kill him or let him be.
Serving a writ on a rat, seems to me, came out during that conversation. What other clips have you got from this, Richard?
That's it. That's the only one you need from that.
That's it. Yeah, I guess you remember it. By the way, John Wayne, and the reason we're playing this now is because he won his only Oscar for his role as the star Rooster Cogburn in True Grit on this date, 1970. It was the number one movie of 1969. And I remember, we did a lot of comparisons, Trucker, to that version and the one that came out a couple of years ago. And what we found out, among other things, was that they used the exact same script. They didn't change a word in the script for the remake. It just the players were different. But I thought that the remake came out pretty well.
Well, they got the right actor for the remake. Jeff Bridges, who won the Oscar, right, for Best Actor. He's really good.
Yes.
What's your favorite John Wayne movie?
I would say that it was True Grit, or maybe one of the early ones when he was. I liked In Harm's Way. I thought it was a fabulous movie.
Actually, for me, it was his last film, The Shootist.
The Shootist was excellent. I love that film.
I love that film.
Yeah.
Ron Howard was also
great. Great. Interesting that John Wayne
was alive now. In this decade, would he be a working actor? I don't know. I mean, listen, the guy is iconic, but I don't know if he. Yeah. I don't like a lot of actors like Humphrey Bogart. Would he fit into this decade? I don't know.
Well, he died at the age of 72. It was in 1977. So add, you know, fast forward, we're talking about what, 40, almost 40 years ago.
Can you imagine John Wayne playing Batman?
which franchise would he fit into? Jurassic Park?
Well, that's it.
Star Wars? Right. Indiana Jones? Right. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe one of the dinosaurs.
Indiana Jones, maybe. Yeah, Indiana Jones, maybe. But he was known, he pretty much took creative control of most everything that he was in, and he had this group of actors, a stable of ensemble actors that were in most of his movies. But he also was smart. He would align himself, he'd find out who the most popular singers were and performers on television, and he'd bring them. Remember, Ricky Nelson was in a couple of his movies, Dean Martin was in a couple of his movies, Glenn Campbell was in this. Glenn Campbell was not an actor to this point. John Wayne called him and said, I want you to be in this movie with me. And he told him what the story was. And Glenn Campbell said, absolutely. They didn't know each other before this. And then they became great friends after it. Many of the stories, the legendary stories, Glenn Campbell tried for a while to keep up with Richard Boone and John Wayne, who would have legendary trips over weekends to Mexico. Boone and John Wayne would just go away after they were filming on Friday. John Wayne never stopped. He would make one movie after another, after another, after another. And so, but on the weekends, he would grab his buddy. Usually it was Richard Boone, but a couple of others, Bruce Cabot in the earlier days, and they'd run to Mexico for the weekend, and they'd go, they wouldn't sleep, they'd just carouse and have crazy times. And John Glenn
that.
Campbell couldn't keep
well, I'll tell just, you, let's go see the donkey show in Tijuana.
Good thing it was back then, because in a couple of years we're going to have a war in Mexico. He wouldn't be able to go.
No, I'm just going to take him over, Chucker. That's all. All right, what do we have? What's the story with this Jake Gyllenhaal movie about? It's called Demolition. He's driving a tractor. I want to know more about it.
I don't know too much about it, other than the buzz is really good. It looks like more of an art house movie than a big mainstream movie. But Jake Gyllenhaal, with his last few films, has emerged, I think, into one of the best in the business. I loved his last two films. His acting is getting better and better. And now that he's in his 30s, he's sort of outgrown that man-boy look a little bit. So his career is going really well. One other bit of movie news I wanted to mention. Filming is currently underway on The Mummy, which stars actor Tom Cruise.
Oh,
this is a Universal's plan. Eventually going to do The Wolfman, Bride of Frankenstein, The Invisible Man, and Van Helsing, and then take all these characters and merge them into one movie, sort of like what the Marvel does.
So Cruise is going to play the role?
He's in The Mummy. He plays an archaeologist. It takes place in modern times. He's the lead in the movie.
Got it. Okay. Chuck Curry here on Good Day at 59 F.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.